and I was pulling it down.
Yeah.
If Collar would have come in, he'd have caught that ball. But he played it back on the first hop, and both runs scored. I tell all them boys, that's $1 million lick.
That's right. Yeah, that was...
But that was quite a series.
Yeah, you got 8 runs in the last 3 innings, 4 in the 7th, 4 in the 9th.
That's right. I believe it was a... Well, it don't tell you that when we went ahead, does it?
No.
Well, that was
exactly. If I'm looking at the right game now...
It was the last game.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. The score was tied 5-5 in the 7th, and you got 4.
That's right. Well,
You got four more in the 9th, and then they added 1 in the bottom.
I drove in the first 2 runs.
Yeah, Jakey May came in the 4th.
That's right.
And you got 2 runs.
That's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll never forget that. Jakey threw me that little curveball up there.
Yeah.
I hit that thing. I thought it never would fall. It just kept going.
While I think about it, let me ask you this. Do you know for sure whether Guy Bush is living over in Shannon, Mississippi?
I don't know.
Stevenson thinks he is. I wrote to Guy and told him that I was going to be here and that I would call him. And I find out he has no telephone. And Stevenson says, well, I'm not surprised. He's probably out on a farm somewhere. He says, I'm pretty sure he's over there. I'm inclined to drive over there. It's a little out of the way, but not all that much. Tomorrow morning, asked around down, and there's a little tiny burg, you know. And
I have no idea.
Anybody in town ought to know who Guy Bush is. Tell me where to find him. I think I'll take the chance and go over
here. I don't even know anybody.
No.
I'll tell you what I bet you could do.
What?
Sure, they got a chief of police there. You call the chief of police and ask them about Guy Bush.
That's a good idea, because it adds about 50 miles to my return trip. I want to be back in Clarksville, Tennessee tomorrow night.
Oh, you're going back to Clarksville?
Yeah.
Well, now, who you interviewing up there?
That's nobody. My wife's there. I left her there.
Oh.
She has a daughter there.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, so I was going to put her on a plane in Memphis and let her fly up there, and then I said, oh, come on, we gained a day somewhere along the line, I've forgotten just where. I'll drive you in there Thursday night because her daughter works in the bank and couldn't meet her until Saturday in Nashville, and I said, I'll get you there 2 days before, which pleased both of them very much, of course. So we got in there Thursday night, and I spent all day yesterday there and made a few phone calls and came down today and was going to stay through tomorrow if needs be. But since I can't get Riggs Stevenson right now, I'll get him later through his daughter. I got to give you that tape, too. So I think I'll go over tomorrow, but I'm going to first phone over and talk to the chief of police. If he says, he lives out here and so forth, I'll ask him the directions more or less and get over there. It's about 50 miles, and it'll be worth it if I can reach him.
Yeah, that's right.
He was another pretty hard fighter.
Yes, he was. Old Pat Malone, they was on that tour.
Yeah. Pat would throw at you without blinking an eyelash.
Yes, he would.
Yeah.
Old Pat,
maybe the best pitcher, Charlie Grimm says he was, overall, over a period of time that they had there in those years, was Charlie Root. But he had no luck in the World Series. I think he's 0-4 or 0-5 or something in the World Series. He was the one, you know, that was leading 8-0 in the seventh inning against the A's, and 10 runs come in. Yeah. And he started the third game against you people this time, lasted only 4 innings, shouldn't be the loser, but he was. Jay must have been a different game because Jakey May lost that last game.
Mm-hmm.
2 runs you drove in.
That's right.
Pinned the loss on Jakey. All right, let's move on. What about Frankie Crosetti?
Frankie came to the Cleveland, I mean the Yankee Ball Club in 1931, I believe it was. But
he became a regular in 32.
Regular in 32. Yeah. But he made our ball club.
Yeah.
Frankie was a good glove man. He was a good shortstop. And if Frankie were playing today, he'd be if he hit as much as he did back then, he'd be a great shortstop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Frankie was hitting around 270,
yeah,
80.
At the most.
Yeah, something along in that. But he was a good glove man, but he made our ball club.
I can believe it.
Yeah. I thought a lot of little Frankie. Yeah.
He sent me the strangest letter I got. I wrote to him. He lives up in Stockton, California. It would be easier for me to get to him. He wrote back a real short note. Sorry I won't be able to cooperate with you, because after all these years, I wouldn't remember anything that was interesting or important. Boy,
I love to talk baseball.
Well, sure. Everybody except Frankie does, and I don't know what. Glenn Wright said, well, Frankie was always kind of a loner.
Old Glenn Wright.
Yeah.
On our ball club, you see, he came in 32, and I left in 36.
Mm-hmm.
But you see little old Frankie, he liked to, what drink he liked. Scotch and soda, I believe it was. But, you know, he'd get him a scotch and soda, go by himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still that way, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, when you wrapped it up in 34 as a player, were you slowing down?
Yeah.
That's the usual.
In fact, I had slowed. You know, there ain't nobody in the world knows that you slow down better than yourself, but you don't tell that other person.
You don't want them to know. They won't notice it so much.
All right.
Or after your last season was 33, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah.
Full season.
Yeah.
And 19 and, let's see, I was with the Cleveland Ball Club. And I was still playing shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
And balls would hit over the pitcher's heads, you know.
Yeah.
The shortstop come across, I used to stand right in front of those balls and just throw them out, no problem. And I began to miss them just a little bit, in 6 inches, then a foot. And then I wouldn't come close.
That's maddening.
Yeah. So as you see, I moved and played third base
mm-hmm.
at Cleveland.
Yeah, I know you did.
Last 2 years I was there. And if I'd have played third base all the time, I'd last about 2-3 years long. Now, if I was playing today, I don't know whether, they all go for the home run now, mm-hmm. and not for the base hit.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was playing today, then I could have been a designated hitter, because I could still hit.
That's right. Yeah.
I could hit the ball is good. Then when I quit as I did all along.
There are a lot of players like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. They tell the story about somebody asking Willie Mays once, what if Roger, talking about Hornsby, if Roger Hornsby were in the National League today, what do you think he'd hit? And Mays says, about 305. And the guy says, his lifetime average is 358 or something. Yeah, but Hornsby's 60 years old now, says Mays. And Ty Cobb in his last season hit 325 or something like that and stole a bunch of bases. Speaker likewise. That was nice of old Connie to bring those two over there.
Yes, it was. You know, if Ty Cobb was in his prime, when he was back in his prime, mm-hmm. way back in there, and if he was playing today with that astroturf, he'd hit closer to 500 than would 400.
I think you're right. Yeah.
And all right, I hit on the ground in line drives.
Mm-hmm.
Although 1 year I hit 11 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
But at no time in my career did I ever hit a home run, and I was trying to hit one.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Well,
today, as you say, most of them try all the time.
Yeah, know? All the time. And a lot of them would be better hitters if it wouldn't.
Of course.
Because a lot of those fellas ain't got power enough to hit one out of the ballpark. And they can hit the ball, just give it all it's got. Yeah. And they catch it about 10 yards inside the fence.
Plus they're going to strike out more trying to do that.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. And it'd be a better ball player, more serviceable.
What'd you do after 33?
33, yeah, I coached 2 years, you know, for the Yankees. Mm-hmm. I coached 33, 34, 35, and I came back here in 36.
Do you have any interest, business interest?
Oh, yeah, I was in the hardware business 17 years. Mm-hmm. I bought a hardware store, a retail hardware store. I was in it 17 years. And the government got in there. The government coming out with all those regulations, and the government run me out of business. In fact, they didn't run me out. They made it so unpleasant. My old business is still out here in business now. But they made it so unpleasant for me. I just decided, if I can get rid of this, I won't get rid of it. Took me 2 years to get rid of it, and I got rid of it.
What was your, can you remember your best game in baseball? What would you label as your best game? You had a lot of them.
I've had a lot of them. It's kind of...
It's not easy or fair.
No. I'm going to tell you this, since you mentioned that. I got as much fun out of... One year, I forgot what year it was, but Grove was still good.
Mm-hmm.
It was a year that they must have been 33, because the Athletics had a good ball club, and they won the pennant 33.
No, Washington did.
Washington.
Philadelphia won in 29, 30, and 31.
Must have been 33, but the Athletics. Grove was still good, and he come in to New York, and it was on Sunday, and they had a big crowd out there, stands was full.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they all come out there to see Ruth and Gary, and Ruth was still playing.
Oh yeah,
true. And but I went to the five times that day against Grove, and I got 5 base hits.
Oh boy.
And the last one was a home run. I hit it up in the right field stand. Well, Grove threw his glove way up in the air. Way up in, and he caught it. And he followed me around the base.
Mm-hmm.
And he just cussed me for everything. I got a good batting average against Lefty Grove.
That's something.
Yeah.
That's really
something. I got up close to a 400 batting average against Lefty. But now he followed me all the way around. And when I got back to the plate, Ruth was there. He was the next hitter, you know.
Yeah.
He was there, and he said, well, he called everybody kid.
He
said, well, kid, they all come out here to see me hit a home run today. He said, you pick me up. So I got a kick out of that.
Yeah. Grove was 24-8 that season. I remember seeing the same thing happen in Yankee Stadium once. I was there, and the White Sox were playing. And a little pitcher, Sandy Consueger, who had a real good season. I think he was 16-3.